everybody. Welcome to Amazing Discovery.
Oh, what was that again?
You don't watch it, but...
Well, if this ever happens to you, you go to the refrigerator to get a nice glass of milk, and these darn cartons are so flinging hard to open.
Well, you said it, Michael.
Oh.
There's got to be a better way.
And there is, Kevin.
Would we turn this off?
No way, Kevin.
There's a revolutionary new product that guarantees you'll never have to open up milk cartons again. Meet the Milkmaster 2000.
Are you intrigued?
You're flinging right, I am. The first time you've never used this product before, you're going to see how easy this is to do. Go ahead. This works in any milk carton.
Wow, it is easy. Now I can have milk every day.
No one told you that was your easy place.
Perhaps she would let me turn like this so you can bunny bump against my back.
Hey.
Hey, man. What's up? Maybe you can tell me. My agent would like to know why I didn't show up at the audition I didn't know I had today. The first good thing she gets me in weeks. How could you not give me the message? I'll tell you, I do enjoy guilt. But, it wasn't me.
Yes, it was. It was him. Okay, it was me.
How was it you?
Well, it was all so crazy, you know? I mean, Chandler was in the closet counting to 10, and he was up to 7, and I hadn't found a place to hide yet. I meant to show you, and I wrote it all down on my hand. See, all of it.
Yep, that's my audition.
See, now this is why I keep notepads everywhere. Yep, and that's why we don't invite you to play. What is the great tragedy here? You go get yourself another appointment.
Well, Estelle tried, you know. The casting director told her I missed my chance.
Well, that is unfair. I'll call her. I'll tell her it was totally my fault.
You can't do that. The casting director doesn't talk to friends. She only talks to agents.
What a sad little life she must lead. Okay. Ooh.
What are you doing?
No, I know. Ooh. Hi, this is Caitlin from Phoebe Buffay's office. Is Anne there for Phoebe? She'll know what it's about.
Hang on.
Annie, hi. Listen, we've got a problem with Joey Tribbiani. Apparently he missed his audition. Who did you speak to in my office? Estelle? No, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. No. All right, so your husband leaves you and then burns down the apartment. The world is not shut.
Is anybody else scared?
Right. Well, look, if Joey loses this audition, then that is it for Estelle. I don't care. Annie, you are a doll. What time can you see him?
Get the woman a pad. A pad.
Oh, now you want a pad.
Here's my boy. And here's his Barbie.
What's my boy doing with the Barbie?
He picked it out at the toy store himself. He loves it. He carries it everywhere. It's like a security blanket, but with ski boots and a chicky beret.
Yeah, it's cute. Why does he have it again?
But it's got a doll, so what? Unless you're afraid he's going to grow up to be in show business.
It doesn't have anything to do with that since I'm raised by two women, would it?
You know what? It's fine. If you're okay with the Barbie thing, so am I.
Give Daddy the Barbie.
Give the Barbie. Okay, how about, don't you want to play with the monster truck?
Oh,
no? Okay. How about a dino soldier?
Ross, you are so pathetic. Why can't your son just play with his doll? I gotta go to work. Has anybody seen my left boob?
I love that movie.
It is? Joey, what are you doing?
Sorry, just don't match.
Joe, answer the phone.
Hey, I only got one good arm, you know? You should be doing stuff for me. Go get me a sweater.
Just do it, okay? It's chance, and if I get it, I'm going to have to see you tonight. Oh, that's great. I'm not scared, mate.
What's the deal? Why don't you want to see Janice?
Okay, last night at dinner, when the meals came, she put half her chicken piccata on my plate, and then she took all my tomatoes.
That's bad because you hate chicken piccata?
No.
You didn't want to share your tomatoes. Tomatoes are very important to you.
No, it's like all of a sudden we were this couple. Okay, and this alarm started going off in my head, you know. Run for your life! Get out of the building!
Men are unbelievable. What is it with you people? I mean, the minute you start to feel something, you have to run away?
I know, that... That's why I don't want to go tonight. I'm afraid I'm going to say something stupid.
Oh, you mean like that guy thing where you act all mean and distant until you get us to break up with you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know about that?
What do I do? I want to get past this. I don't want to be afraid of the commitment thing. I want to go through the tunnel to the other side.
Where there's no fear of commitment.
With any... Do we have any thoughts here?
Well, I've never been through the tunnel myself, because as I understand it, you're not allowed to go through with more than one girl in the car, right? Mm-hmm. But it seems to me it's pretty much like anything else, you know? Face your fear. You have a fear of heights? You go to the top of the building. You're afraid of bugs? Get a bug.
In this case, you have a fear of commitment. So I say, you go in there, and you be the most committed guy there ever was.
Amazingly, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Go for it, man. Jump off the high dive. Stare down the barrel of the gun. Pee into the wind.
Yeah, Joe, I assure you, if I'm standing on the barrel of the gun, I'm going to be pretty much peeing every which way.
Oh, it's your audition from this morning.
Oh, can I use the phone again?
Sure, babe.
You know, that's what it's there for. Emergencies and pretend agents.
Come on, baby, come on.
I have Phoebe Buffet returning a page.
Okay, well, she's in her car. I'll have to pass you through.
Very nice, Judge.
Okay, go ahead. Hi, Annie. Fantastic.
Oh, okay, will he work for Steele, you ask me? Well, I don't know about that. Except that I do and he will.
Great. Oh, you are such a sweetheart. I would love to have lunch with you. How about we have lunch next...
Went through a tunnel.
Unbelievable. Oh, thank you so much.
It was really fun. I mean, I've never talked on a car phone before.
That's so amazing. Can you do me this huge favor? See, there's this one other audition that I really, really want, and Estelle couldn't get me in.
I don't know. I mean, it was fun one time, but...
Oh, come on. Please, it would just be just one more. Well, actually, it's two.
Two?
Yeah. No, well, really, it's three. I'm so good at it. I love you.
Okay, but just these three, right?
No, four.
So how come you wanted
to eat in tonight?
Because I wanted to give you this.
Oh, are you a puppy? Contact paper. You never really know what to say when someone you're sleeping with gives you contact paper.
But there's more. See, the contact paper is to go in your brand new drawer. See, the drawer actually goes in my dresser.
Oh, you didn't have to do this.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, because you're my girlfriend, and that's what girlfriends should get.
Oh, well, I gotta buy a vowel. Someday, Chandler Bing would buy me a drawer.
Not me. But that's what's happened. And there's more. We should take a trip.
We should?
Yep. We're a couple, and that's what couples do. And I want to meet your parents. We should take a trip with your parents.
Because you're tripping me out right now. Are you okay?
I am. I actually am. I mean, it's amazing. My entire life, I have feared this place. And now down here, it's like, what was the big deal? I mean, I could probably say, let's move in together, and I'd be okay.
You probably want us to move in together?
It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, well, it scares me. I mean, I'm not even divorced yet. Chandler, you know, you just invited me over here for pasta, and all of a sudden you're, like, talking about moving in together, and I wasn't even that hungry. You know what? It's getting really late, and I should just,
Oh, no, don't. I scared you. I said too much. I'm hopeless and awkward and desperate for love. Hey, Janice, it's me. I just wanted to apologize in advance for having chased you down the street.
Here you go, honey. This will help.
So I finally catch up to her, and she says this relationship's going too fast and we have to slow down.
That is
never good. When I got all needy and clingy.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not so bad. How did you leave it?
She said she'd call me.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, welcome to our side of the tunnel.
His ice cream tastes like crap, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's that low-cal, non-dairy soy milk junk. We saved the real stuff for the truly terminal cases. Yeah, you know, when you start getting screwed over all the time, you gotta switch to low fat. Yeah, you do.
You don't think I'm terminal?
No, not at all. Yeah, terminal. We just need some damage control.
Okay. So should I call her?
No! Very critical time right now. If you feel yourself reaching for that phone, you go shoe shopping. You get your butt in a bubble bath. If you want her back, you have got to start acting aloof. She has to know that you're not needy.
Right.
So what you have to do is, you have to accidentally run into her on purpose, and then act aloof.
So I'm not going to lose her?
Oh, honey, you're not a total loser.
I said, so I'm not going to lose her?
Oh.
Guess who's here? It's the toughest guy in Toyland, Ben. Real American hero, on G.I. Joe. Drop the bar.
G.I. Joe? You really think he's going to fall for that?
G.I. Joe? Cool, can I play?
Look, Ben, it's a toy that protects U.S. oil interests overseas. Go, Joe!
Hey, there you are.
No, it's not, sir.
Phoebe, wait.
Oh, Joey! Oh, okay. See, I didn't recognize you. We're in those pants.
Listen, that TV movie I went in for, did you hear anything? I think I got a shot at it.
they called. You didn't get it. Okay, I mean, you didn't get it. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's okay. These things happen.
But they shouldn't happen. You know what? You're in a terrible, terrible business. Oh, God, I don't want to be the person who makes your face look like that.
Oh. I'm okay. See?
Now you're sad and creepy. Oh. You know what? I'm sorry. I quit, okay?
No, quit. No, you can't quit. You're the best agent I ever had. See, rejection is part of being an actor. You can't take it personal.
Not personal? Really? Well, they said they never met an Italian actor with a worse Italian accent.
Dexter said that?
Yeah. Oh, God, there's that face again. See? I can't do this job.
No. See, this is why you have to do this job. Agents always lie. You know, Estelle just said stuff like, they went another way. But this, I can use this. I kind of worked on a U accent day.
Yeah, okay. No, it helps you, okay. Yeah.
You'll never get me, Joe!
No, thank you.
Emma.
Hello, Dennis.
What are you doing here?
Just a bit of shopping. How'd you do?
Are you being British?
No. Not anymore.
Why are you shopping here? You don't live in this neighborhood. Were you here waiting for me?
Yeah. I'm just, picking up some things for a party.
Barley? What kind of a party serves barley?
Well, I'm sorry if my friends aren't as sophisticated as yours.
Where is this party?
Here in Chelsea.
Whose party is it?
A woman's.
What woman?
Chelsea.
Okay, you know, one of two things is happening here. Either you're seeing somebody behind my back, which would make you the biggest jerk on the planet, or else you're pretending that you're seeing somebody, which just makes you so pathetic I could just start crying right here in the cereal aisle. So, like, which of these two guys do you want to be?
Can I be that guy?
We got some more good rejections. Lots of stuff to work on.
Okay, shoot.
Okay. The zoo commercial.
I didn't get it?
No. They said that you weren't believable as a human being. Work on that.
What else?
The off-Broadway play, people said that you were pretty but dumb.
Who?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's pretty dumb.
Okay, no. Really. Look, I really appreciate this speech, but I think I'm going to have to go back to Estelle.
Oh.
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. You're a better agent than she is, but at least with her, I don't want to blow my pretty dumb brains out.
Yeah, no. I understand.
You do? Thanks.
Yes. Sorry.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Did you just make all that stuff up to get out of being my agent?
Oh, he caught me. I am so busted.
That's what I suspected, though. Can I just, threw the bag of barley at her and ran out of the store.
Oh, my God, Chandler, we said be aloof, not a doof.
I'm actually ruined this, haven't I? It's time for the good ice cream now, right?
You know what? Everything's going to be okay.
Hello? Hi, Janice. Can you hold on for a second? Okay. What do I do?
I don't know. This is totally impressive. If we ever did what you did, a man would never call. Okay, no, I got it. Just hold up, okay? Then we're all sleepy.
Yes.
And grumpy. Please, stop naming dwarves.
Hello, Janice. Hi. I'm so glad that you called. I know I've been acting really weird, lately, and it's just because I'm crazy about you. And I just got stupid and scared and stupid a couple more times. And I'm sorry. Really? Really?
He's so lucky. If Janice were a guy, she'd be sleeping with somebody else by now.
I love you too.
So unfair. G.I. Joe.
I don't know what to tell you guys. That's the doll he chose.
What did you do, dip it in sugar?
Well, G.I. Joe's in, Barbie's out. And if you guys can't deal with it, that's just you're too bad.
What are you being such a weenie for? You mean the Barbie, big deal. You should dress up like a woman.
What?
Mom's clothes all the time?
What are you talking about?
The big hat, the pearls, the little pink handbag.
Okay. You are totally making this up.
How could you not remember? You made us call you B.
Oh, God.
I've literally never been this happy.
Is there a little song?
Oh, please, God, let there be a song.
There is no song. There is no song.
I am B.
Okay.
I'm G. T.
Yeah, that's special.
Won't you? Won't you? Won't you?
Won't you dance around with me?